stick.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Welcome into the program. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope that your day is starting off well. Hope that you are up and ready and planning on having yourself a great day. We're going to do all we can to make that happen, but as always, no guarantees. Can't stand in the way of fate, right? So today is going to be quite the day. A lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts. We'll have a special guest tomorrow joining us. I'll let you know about that in a little bit. We have an exciting new contest that we're going to be starting next week. We'll talk about that as well. A chance for you to win some money. And who couldn't use some money these days, right? I mean, even if you've got everything under control financially, and who really does? But if you do, think of what you could do with an extra $30,000, right? That would certainly take care of your holiday gift buying, I'm sure. Maybe even get a nice little gift for yourself. Could be a great little end of the year contribution to your retirement. Or, you know what? Could just be planning a big vacation for you and the family for 2025. Could be purchasing a car. Could be all kinds of things. So we'll let you know all the details of that coming up. But of course, I think the marquee matchup of the day will be the debate tonight between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. 9 o'clock on ABC. And it'll be simulcast on all the other networks, but ABC is the one that's kind of handling the production of the debate. And whether or not there are any more is unknown at this time. So this could be it. This could be the only debate you get between the two presidential candidates. I do think that what will happen is they'll get in there. They'll mix it up. No matter who, quote unquote, wins the debate, I think they'll like the opportunity to have this back and forth. And you'll see them agree to more debates after this one. That's just my feeling. Because in something that is an election that is so close and still so close in a number of battleground states, you've got to do everything you can to get an edge. And both candidates feel like debating gives them an edge. I don't think either one of them are shirking from the idea of debating the other. I also don't think it's going to hurt either one of them either. I don't know how much it'll help, but I don't think it's going to hurt either one of them. I mean, unless somebody comes on and does something really unhinged. But the bar for unhinged has moved very high in recent years. You know, once upon a time, Howard Dean's campaign ended because he yelled at the end of a speech. I don't think that kind of, like, we wouldn't even bat an eye at that anymore. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out tonight. I was watching some pre-game analysis of the debate last night. And the discussion was about the muted microphones. And if that helps or hurts either candidate in this situation, obviously they thought that it would be helpful in the Trump-Biden debate, because last time the two had debated. Well, the time before that the two had debated, there was a lot of talking over each other. And it wasn't just Donald Trump either. I mean, Joe Biden let a few comments out while Donald Trump was talking too. So I think with this, with these two, and I'm hoping that it'll be more disciplined. It was pretty disciplined in the last one. There was only a little bit of talking over each other. The golf game barbs were pretty fun. But I think this one will be a little bit more structured. Because the way that Donald Trump is going to debate Kamala Harris will be different than how he debated Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton. You know, a lot of folks were saying, well, look at how Trump treated Hillary Clinton in that debate in those debates in 2016. You know, he's going to be disrespectful to her. And I don't know that that's the case. Hillary Clinton's a different person than Kamala Harris. And Donald Trump's feelings toward Hillary Clinton are different than his feelings toward Kamala Harris. He called Hillary Clinton a nasty woman. As much as he's had things to say about Kamala Harris, I don't think there's been anything to that degree. I don't think he has much respect for her intelligence. Although I did hear him say in some comments that she is an intelligent woman. I've heard him say in comments that he thinks she's a beautiful woman. And knowing the track record of how I've seen Donald Trump respond to women, I think that that would lead to him being, I'm going to use the word respectful, but it's not really the word that I mean. Because what I really mean is just not disrespectful. And so I mean that in the sense of like you just the way you would treat any other human being. So I don't think he's coming in looking to get particularly nasty in this debate. Kamala Harris on the other side might be feeling a little bit differently. She's taken the high road in responding to a lot of the comments that Trump has made about her heritage. And she's kind of taken a, you know, no comment, let's move on. She's still taking plenty of shots, but in the direct comments made about her, she hasn't really responded to them. So then it becomes, well, was she saving it up for this? Because a key fact that all the networks and all the reporters keep pointing out is these two have never even met in person. So this is going to be the first time they've ever interacted with each other. Now, we know that wasn't the case with Hillary Clinton. They'd known each other for years. And I don't think that was the case with Joe Biden either, because Trump had been at the White House. He was famously there when Obama took shots at him, which some people think that's what led to him wanting to run for president. But if this really is the first time that they've ever met, it's a little bit harder to be mean to somebody that you've just met. In either case, on either side. So if people are going to tune in looking for fireworks, I think there will be fireworks, but it'll be in the form where it should come in the actual back and forth debate. They'll have plenty to say about each other's policies and about each other's time in power, whether it be Trump as president, Kamala Harris as vice president, and as the surrogate for the Biden administration in terms of attacking all the policies. So I think it'll definitely be an interesting watch. It's not going to be a boring debate like the Trump-Biden debate really was. So it's going to be something that there'll be some pull-out lines from it the next day. And I don't know that I'll have time to prepare them in time for Wednesday's show. I don't know why I did this, but I booked a podcast appearance on my friend's paranormal show at 8 p.m. And I told him, I said, I can only give you an hour because I have homework for work. Got to watch this debate. So I'll be probably staying up too late watching post-debate analysis and then barely sleeping. But we'll try to get you some standout moments if we can for Wednesday morning. But I think most people are going to be watching this have already decided who their candidate is. They've already decided who they're voting for. It's a small portion of people, much smaller than the media will have you believe, who haven't made up their minds yet. And the media has to push that narrative for a reason. If you don't think there's intrigue in the election, you're not going to keep tuning into their election coverage. Now, there will be intrigue on election night because it is so close, and it's shaping up to be another election where we're not going to have a winner, probably for a couple of days. And that's nerve-wracking to go through as a voter waiting to see the results of the election. But as a television network, it's gold. Because that's 4 or 5 days of people tuning in nonstop to see if and when a winner will be declared. And so there's a lot of reasons for them to try to manufacture continued interest in the election. I think many people, as I said, probably have already decided who they're going to vote for, but many people would say, I'm fine with just not paying attention until it's time to go out and vote. Whether I'm going to vote early or whether I'm going to go on November 5th, but I'm done. I know who I'm voting for. I don't care about whatever else happens. Nothing's going to happen that's going to change my mind. I was watching the professor who has correctly predicted all of the presidential elections going back decades. The only one he missed was Bush Gore. And by the way, he picked a Kamala Harris win. But they asked him about the idea of the October surprise, and he says it's a myth. It's a myth because no matter what bomb they can drop in October, people have already decided by that point who they're voting for. And very rarely would any of those surprises be something that would sway them away from it, especially in the era of anyone but. You know, for the Democrats, they don't care. You know, as much as Kamala Harris is building support, there's also a number of Democrats who don't care who it is, as long as it isn't Donald Trump. And there are a lot of people who are going to vote for Donald Trump because they're just not going to vote for a Democrat. So in the era of, you know, anybody but, people already know who they're voting for. It's a small portion of the public that they're trying to convince at this point. So if that's the case, that might give you a different viewpoint of how you watch this debate. And I'm interested in seeing how much the moderators do let it go. Because as much as they have the rules all laid out in the Trump-Biden debate, they also let them go. It was akin to, you know, at the end of an NBA game, when things are getting just a little bit too rough and there's probably some fouls out on the court, but the refs just let them play. It's probably equivalent to, and this will lead to our guest announcement a little bit later on, in a WWE ring, when all of a sudden you're like, hey, wait a minute, isn't there a rule against hitting somebody with a closed fist? Or, hey, wait a minute, aren't they supposed to be counting out if the wrestlers are outside the ring? And now the announcers cover up for it. And they say, oh, referee is letting them get away with it because they realize that they frequently break these fake rules that they've put into place. There is a squirrel running by the front window of the station. Just one squirrel hopping along. I think I might have some nuts in my office I can feed him during the commercial break. Anyway, that was the literal definition of getting distracted. Squirrel. 508-996-0500. We will take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Oh, I see. He's coming over to wave. He must be a WBSM listener. Okay, well, see you later. You can catch the rest of it on podcast. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. I can't let it slide. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of... That's right, brother. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be joined by a very special guest right before Hulkamania runs wild all over the South Coast and all over Massachusetts. The immortal Hulk Hogan will be joining us here on the program tomorrow morning. As Phil informed you yesterday, he's going to be hitting up a number of liquor stores to promote his Real American Beer. And as part of that tour, he is going to call in to us here at WBSM. So we'll be able to talk to the Hulkster about Real American Beer, about his legendary career, about his time and his memories in Massachusetts. So he's going to be tomorrow. He'll be at Yankee Spirits in Swansea from 2 to 3 p.m. and then going to the Yankee Spirits in Attleboro from 4 to 5 p.m. And then he'll be at Six String Grill and Stage in Foxborough at Patriot Place from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So you need to purchase to go to the Yankee Spirits events. You need to purchase Real American Beer. And then the first, I forget how many people it is, but the first number of people that go and purchase Real American Beer, they get a chance to meet and take a photo with Hulk Hogan. And they'll have a professional photographer there. The only thing he's going to be signing, by the way, so don't bring your DVDs, your dolls, your shirts, all that stuff. The only thing he's going to be signing is 6 packs of the beer or 12 packs of the beer. So all the information is at the Real American Beer website, but we'll get all the info from Hulk tomorrow and let you know what to expect. Then on Thursday, he's going to be in Medford at Cappy's and Danvers at the Market Basket and in Boston at the Bullpen Kitchen. So we'll talk to the immortal Hulk Hogan tomorrow. Phil and I are already geeking out and should be a really fun time. Right now, though, it is time to turn things over to the heavyweight champion of the news, the immortal Phil Devitt.
It's time for a presidential debate. What you can expect from Harris and Trump tonight. SpaceX makes history. And what Eminem and Peter Gabriel have in common.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are getting ready to rumble in their first and possibly only debate before the election. Barry University's Sean Foreman says the latest polls show they're in a dead heat, so he expects this to be must-see TV.
Part of it is the novelty of Kamala Harris. People still don't really know who she is, what she stands for, what she would do if she's elected president.
The other reason so many will tune in is because they want to see how Harris will deal with the expected jabs and insults from Trump. He says Trump needs to be disciplined and focus on his policies so this doesn't turn into a media circus. The ABC News debate is at 9 tonight. SpaceX is celebrating a historic launch from Florida's Space Coast overnight. Michael Kastner reports.
The Polaris Dawn mission finally got off the ground with a successful launch after being delayed several times due to a helium leak and bad weather. If everything goes as planned, the four civilian astronauts embarking on a five-day journey will take part in the first ever commercial spacewalk. I'm Michael Kastner.
Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Francine to strengthen to a Category 2 hurricane before making landfall in Louisiana. Governor Jeff Landry has issued a state of emergency in preparation for the storm. Texas coastal cities will also be affected, so a tropical storm watch is now in effect for most of the Texas coast. The widow of former Boston College hockey star Johnny Gaudreau, known to many as Johnny Hockey, is pregnant with the couple's third child. Meredith Gaudreau made the announcement during her tear-filled statement at Monday's memorial service for the Columbus Blue Jacket and his brother Matthew, which was held in Pennsylvania.
We're actually a family of five. I'm in my ninth week of pregnancy with our third baby.
Both men were killed on August 29th when they were struck by a suspected drunk driver while riding bicycles in their home state of New Jersey on the eve of their sister's wedding. Matthew's widow, Madeline, is also pregnant with their first baby. Yale will pay dozens of patients who sued the school after extremely painful egg retrievals at its fertility clinic when a nurse secretly swapped their anesthesia with saline. The amount of money to be paid out wasn't disclosed in Monday's announcement, but last year the school proposed $2 million for each patient. With the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks approaching, New York officials are calling attention to firefighters who continue to get sick and die from 9/11-related toxins. There are 370 firefighters who've died from 9/11-related illnesses, which is more than the 343 who were killed on the day of the attacks. Delaware, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire holding their primary elections in the final stop of the 2024 election cycle. While Democrats are likely to continue their hold in Delaware and Rhode Island for the next 2 years, the election will decide the balance of power. Meanwhile, in New Hampshire, the parties are choosing their nominees in tight races for governor and Congress. And Eminem will make his return to the MTV VMAs on Wednesday when he opens the show. The rapper is tied with Peter Gabriel for most wins by a solo male artist in the history of Video Music Awards. He's nominated 8 different times this year, including Video of the Year and Song of the Summer.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox took the opener against the Orioles 12-3 at Fenway Park. Boston now 3 games back of the final American League wildcard spot. The series continues tonight in Boston with the first pitch set for 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
More sunshine in store for us here on the South Coast today. Temperatures trending into the upper 70s, seasonable for early September. We'll approach 80 on Wednesday and get past 80 by Thursday, the end of the week. A return to summer-like temperatures. Temperatures soaring into the mid-80s. It is still summer, after all, for another several days. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. By the way, we have notified all the winners of tickets to see the Marley Brothers. And we have new contests up there for you. We still are giving away Post Malone tickets at Fenway Park for a few more days, including the grand prize of turf level tickets. So if you want to win our regular seats, and I'm not sure where they are, but if you want to win our regular seats, you can just enter your name and information at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app on the Post Malone article. And that will get you entered in for the regular seats. But if you want to win those special turf level seats, we want you to send us an open line voicemail. And the instructions on how to do so are right there in that article. But tell us why you deserve those Post Malone tickets. We're already getting some great entries with that. And then we also have another contest that we are running. Get ready, because we're going to have contests galore in the next few weeks. We're also running a contest to win tickets to the Soundside Music Festival in Bridgeport, Connecticut, happening at the end of the month. And you can go to the article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and you can enter in your information to try to win passes to Sunday's festivities, which is headlined by the Foo Fighters, Bleachers, Norah Jones. But you can also send an open line voicemail, and again, the instructions are there as well, and tell us why you should be the grand prize winner to get 2-day passes and to also get to see Noah Kahan, Fleet Foxes, Goo Goo Dolls, Lisa Loeb, and everybody that's playing on Saturday. So both of those contests running now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We're also going to have another contest that we're going to be launching Friday. We're going to have Fright Fest Fridays, where every Friday for the next few weeks, we are going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Six Flags New England to attend their Fright Fest celebration. And then if that's not enough, starting next week, we have a huge contest starting for you. As you just heard in that last commercial break a few moments ago. Because here at WBSM, we get paid to talk, but you could get paid to listen. Because it'll be your chance to win $30,000 with Money Talks. Starting next Monday, we will have Money Talks codes 10 times every day during my show, during Chris, during Barry, during Howie. And when you hear that code, you enter it at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app on our Money Talks page, and you'll be entered to win. That's 10 chances to win each and every day. So for more information on how to play and how it all works, visit WBSM.com or the app. Money Talk starts Monday morning right here on WBSM. So we've got so much going on. And by the way, next week we'll also be giving away more tickets as well. Oh, since I'm telling you all of this information, I might as well tell you who we're giving away tickets to next week as well. Because comedy fans are going to be excited. I know I'm certainly excited. Because next week, we will be giving away tickets to see, well, Susie Izzard now, but they're promoting the show as Eddie Izzard. So one of the most cerebral comedians out there, Eddie Izzard, is performing at the Vets in Providence on October 6th. And we are going to have tickets to give away all next week, including, I believe, a pair of Golden Circle tickets to be right down front. And you know what? I might as well tell you, too. Also next week, we'll be giving away tickets to go see Vampire Weekend at TD Garden. So much stuff to give away. It's almost as if everybody listening is going to win something. No, probably not. Probably not everybody listening is going to win something. But we've got so much to give away. You've got great chances at all of it. Of course, you can only win one thing. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't enter everything. And by the way, these ticket giveaways are brought to you by our fine sponsor, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, located on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. They are always excited to help us give away tickets to concerts and comedy shows and all kinds of other great things. Okay. All that promotion out of the way. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Are you going to be tuning in to the debate tonight? What are you expecting to see? What are you hoping to see? Are you looking for a clash of personalities? Are you looking for a true debate of platforms and ideas and policies? Are you just hoping that it devolves into a shouting match? I think everybody tunes in for different reasons. It's almost like, you know, if you go back to the Bush-Gore debates, the Bush-Romney, the Bush-Kerry debates, the Romney-Obama debates. If you go back to any of these, did anybody get excited for them? Did anybody make an appointment viewing? Things have changed. The attitudes have changed, and the way the candidates conduct themselves have changed. And now it's, you know, the same folks who were tuning in to WWE, UFC, the people who watch hockey games for the fights, the people who love NFL football for the tackles, they want to see the carnage that happens in the presidential debate. It's become not just a real life event, but a reality show. And not just because there's a former reality show star as one of the candidates, but just because that's the nature of what television has become and what TV news has become and the way that it handles covering politics. Let's take a quick call here. Good morning. You are on WBSM. Hello.
What's up, Playboy?
What's going on?
Just living and loving. So why? And I stay up for hours of waiting for you to come on the air, and you know, have me times. And you can't stay up. You get your little nap. I don't get naps too often before I call you. If I'm asleep, I'm asleep. I'm pretty much sleeping through your show and anything else that's around that time. But I know you. I'm just giving you a little hard time though. So did you? If you could go any place, any two places, and go do paranormal investigation, or just go that's paranormally infested, and what two places would you like to go, and who would you bring with you?
I would like to go to the Amityville House and the White House, and because if I don't say her, she'll be mad at me. I'd bring Stephanie.
Of course, I figured that. Especially, why you go by the Amity House? Not as often, but it's so close. I would figured you would have said something more exotic, like maybe King's Run over in England or over Scotland, you know, Edinburgh. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I want to go to the Amityville House because I've been obsessed with that case my whole life, and because they don't let people in to investigate it. And of course, the White House, because it's the White House. And, you know, I'd love to have the chance to talk to Abraham Lincoln's ghost. But I think those are the places, too, that, you know, are kind of so out of bounds for people to be able to investigate. That's what makes it attractive as well.
I was thinking it would be something more exotic, but I can see the White House. But you already know people that deal with the Amityville House. Do you think there's anything that's still there that if you went there to go in, that you would come across if you had to spend the weekend there?
So when we went there to film Famously Haunted Amityville, which you can catch on Tubi, when we went there to film that, we did a little investigation outside, and Stephanie was with me, and she said that whatever was there has moved on and isn't there anymore.
Okay, so that sucks. So the fun part of it, you think it went with Ronnie DeFeo?
That's what she said, but it doesn't mean it wouldn't come back if we were there.
Well, like I said, you know, for instance, like I told you, like places where people get demonically possessed and are oppressed and stuff like that is like in prison. You know, people go there in mental hospitals. Those are prime places that people are taken over, that are assaulted. You know, that's why you see people that are in close confinement. You know, they're like sit there in solitary. Mm-hmm. And those people, a lot of those people go and lose their mind, things like that. Things assault them and stuff like that. They try to say something, but they don't take it seriously, or they do take it seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I worked on the show Ghost Asylum, and so many of the stories and cases that we researched for that show came back to just that very thing. You know, people who, you know, might have had problems when they got put into these places, but the places only made their problems even worse.
Exactly. You know, like there's the prison out here in Nevada, the solitary cells are like built into the mountain. They're caves. They're literally, you know, built into the mountains. And it's like you can see cave, you know, rock and stuff there from there. That's, they have things like in there when there are people who do that, that the things are living in there or residing in there and tax people like that. You know, I think, you know, really a good a place to try check out is like, you know, where what's his face was shot, you know,
the Dakota.
Not over that place. But I'm talking about the former Titans quarterback.
Steve McNair.
Yeah, that place. I talked to the department manager of that place. They told me back in 2017 that five other people have been killed in that apartment house. Like out of the five, three of them were domestically killed, and two other people, two other people killed themselves, and like other people killed themselves there. And people don't stay in that apartment for long. They don't stay in there for more than like 6 to 8 months.
Some places do have that pall over them for sure.
Yeah, and that's crazy. So I'm thinking I would think it'd be a good place would be to go. Like maybe to the Isle of Mystique, you know, that I was talking about yesterday about David Bowie. I've been up for 2 days. I haven't been asleep yet waiting to talk to you. So that's why I'm kind of slow, you know. And it's like
One island I've always wanted to go to investigate, because I have a friend that lives out there and he always tells me how weird it is Mauritius, which is out in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, that is that. I've heard that myself. But that they've got a lot of old things there, like old, like stuff that are from Indonesian kind of like spirits and stuff that are out there. That's what that is up there. I know that when I went out to Robert Palmer's house out there. I was there for like 12 days. I was at his house for 12 days, and he was cool as a mug. But that place is kind of haunted too out there. You know, they didn't mean to, that Robert Palmer. You know. From, you know, he was a nice dude. And said, that's something I would think that would be kind of fun to do. I don't know, but like I said, would you bring Matt with you also?
No, I wouldn't bring him.
You wouldn't bring
him? No, I don't want to spend any extra. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. You said I could only bring one person, so I had to bring Stephanie because she'd be mad if I didn't pick her.
I didn't say how many, but I said, who would you bring?
Oh, I thought you were assuming I could bring one other person. Well,
I said, choose any two places you could go to, and who would you bring with you? That's what I said, because I didn't want to leave anybody out, because I knew you'd have to bring her. And then her husband's going to probably want to go to, possibly.
I can tell you what I also have to bring. I have to bring this to a close, because I got to take a break.
Oh, okay, like you're doing laundry, huh?
Yep, and you've got to go take a nap. You've got to get some rest.
I need more than a nap, fella. All right, God bless everybody out there in New Bedford land, and may the good Lord smile upon. How's the weather out there anyway?
Perfect. Yep, mid-70s, dry, perfect weather.
Well, we'll have 94 degrees on Thursday, and so you know how long it's been since we've been under 100? Damn, it's been a long time. It's been months since we had a little something in May. Something happened in May just before June. Yeah, that's when the last time we had anything under 100 degrees.
Well, hopefully you can rest in the heat. I got to hold you there. You have a good day. Get some sleep.
God bless you, everybody. Take a light.
All right.
Gilly. Okay, God bless. See you later, buddy.
All right. Gilly, shout out from Lamone. All right, we have to take a break. We will be back in just a few moments. And welcome back. And so one of my friends posted on social media the other day a picture of their electric bill. And it seems like everybody who has gone solar on my Facebook friends list have done it through Isaacson Solar. And what's great about it is they not only tag Isaacson Solar when they're posting about their savings, they also post the person who made it happen for them. Because that person and Isaacson Solar overall are really your partners in solar energy. So it's not just about coming out to your house, selling you solar panels, and then moving on like so many other companies do. It's about being there, not only to answer all of your questions simply, honestly, and directly before they install the solar panels, but any questions that come up afterwards as well. They are truly a partner in solar. They're local. They're not coming in and selling a bunch of panels and then moving to the next town and doing it there. They are here to stay. They are in Fall River. They are here when you need them. So what are you waiting for? You could be the person posting your electric bill on social media to brag about how you've saved so much money or maybe are now even getting paid by the electric company. Is it all true? Talk to Isaacson Solar. They will tell you all of the truth about going solar. Go to their website and set up an appointment. ISAKSEN, IsaacsonSolar.com. I've got to take one more quick break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. Welcome back. And I was recently asked, you know, what celebrities I have a crush on. And there's not many, but Belinda Carlisle will always be one of them. I still have never gone to see the Go-Go's live either. And I wanted to go on that last tour they did, and I didn't go. I was like, well, they'll probably come on tour next year, and they didn't. So hopefully at some point. Anyway, we are going to be taking a break for the news coming up. When we come back, we'll talk more with you, 508-996-0500. Will you be watching the debate tonight? Are you looking for anything in particular? Are you undecided? I don't think I've talked to a single undecided voter that I can recall about this election.